Minister, I'd like to open the meeting at 5:31 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this afternoon. Respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome everyone. Okay, item 3, recording of attendance. Attendance as listed there, with apologies from 3.2, Councillor Gloria Jacob, and 3.3, approved leave of absence, Councillor Hunt. Item 4, response to previous questions. Item 4.1, questions from the public at the ordinary meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of February 2015. They are listed there. 4.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 25th of February 2015. Response is listed there. Item 5, public time. Just an important note before we open public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission of your recording to participate, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16, the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. So 5.1, public time. Public question time. I declare public question time open at 5:33. I'll first, before I get indications of questions from the public, I just have a carryover member question from the public that wasn't read out last month, so I'll start with that first and then we'll go into the public gallery. This question is from Mr. Phil Honeycomb. I understand a compliance notice was issued to the owners of Hedland Home Hardware in regards to a requirement to seal the accessways, trafficable areas and parking areas. Why have these works not been undertaken? Director of Corporate Services, do we have a response for this?
Yes, Madam Mayor. We haven't issued a compliance notice as of now because we're still taking some more investigative works and collecting some more information.
Okay, so
we'll let Mr. Honeycomb
take it on notice. Absolutely. And we'll follow that up.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right, so that is now taken off. Members of the public, are there any questions? Please state your name and address nice and clear.
Yes, Louise Nibisar, 51 Rebecca Road, PO Box 394, first question there is, has the Shire had to date any communication with Main Roads with the safety announcement of Wilson, Roach and Redbank Roads, and when will we have some answers to the unsafe area?
So I know that we have raised it with them. Yes. In terms of any formal comment back, Director of Corporate Services or Acting Director of Works and Services?
We've had no responses yet.
Okay, great. So as soon as we do, we'll certainly let you know.
Second question, was there any assessment undertaken of all the officers' hours spent from lodgement to date and charged to RFF Australia?
So, Director of Corporate Services or Acting Director of Community and Development Services?
Thank you, Mary. Just can I get some clarification on what information you referred to?
That was the withdrawn item from last month.
Okay.
I thought we had
12.1
done something.
Through the chair, that is actually not an application as yet, and a report is coming back up to April's meeting.
Right. So the answer given to me from the last commission meeting was that the price was supposed to be $10,162.15, but usually the Shire receives an application form along with a fee. So there was no...
Through you, Madam Mayor, there is actually, this is not an application as yet.
Yeah.
This is a request to look at it and in principle support and to be put to council and to see if there's in principle support of it because of the large costs associated with putting the amendment forward. So this is something that will come to April for consideration.
So I'll speak more about this in the statement.
Sure, and please just mark in note April meeting being April the 22nd. Are there any further public questions? I'll declare public question time closed at 5:36. 5.2, public statement time. Are there any public statements?
Yep.
Please state your name and address again.
Thank you, Miss Darling, 55 Redbank Road, PO Box 394. So, the general gift that I get here is that, quite, the CEO said last month at the meeting that his staff had spent a lot of time on this. So, any person that comes forth and wants to look at these proposals, the Shire spends a lot of time on them, yet the Shire doesn't get paid for it.
Yep, so you're in statement time, you can't ask questions, so continue
so,
statement.
Yeah, so basically what's happened is that your Shire has spent a lot of time, his staff have spent a lot of time on this supposed proposal that was a week away from a Shire meeting that got pulled, yet the Shire doesn't get any money. I just can't make sense of that. We're wasting our energy and resources, and yet the Shire doesn't get paid for it.
Thanks for your statement.
Thank you.
Are there any further public statements? If there are no further public statements, I'll declare public statement time closed at 5:38. Thank you very much, members of the public. Item 6, questions from members without notice. Councillor De Cash.
Nothing about me.
Councillor Gillingham.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mayor Howlett. I just wanted to know if any paperwork came back about the freemen of the town from other councils, as I spent a bit of time last night on the website looking at their documentation, and that's why I'm just wondering if anything was handed out today earlier.
So it was handed out earlier today and discussed in the CO discussion item, but we've got it all here, so we'll suspend standing orders when we go to consider that, have some reading time, go through it if you like.
Yes, please, if I could have a copy of those.
Yeah, so we've got printed copies. They should be in your packs. If you just want to have a flick through, there should be something from the City of Stirling, something from the City of Perth.
Yep, it's those ones there.
These ones are from the pigeon holders now?
Just these.
Okay.
They're emailed as well. There's another one that I think you'll quite like. I don't know where it's come from. It's Bayswater, City of Bayswater.
Yes,
I
did go on their website as well.
So we can have some reading time and go through that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's all, thank you.
Great. Councillor Hooper?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Buxton?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Melbourne.
Nothing for me either.
Great.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, item 7, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before the meeting. That includes the confidential item, the late item. If there are any items, now is your time to speak up if you haven't been able to consider an item. So have all members given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us? A show of hands, please. Let the vote record 6-0. Thank you. Okay. Item 8, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. 8.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 25th of February 2015. Do I have any points of clarification? Moved Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 6-0. Okay, item 9, announcements by presiding member without discussion. So it has been a busy period since our last meeting. Much shorter report compared to the January, February report. But certainly I had great pleasure in assisting as a town ambassador for the recent Celebrity Solstice cruise ship visit on the 28th of February. Also was fortunate to volunteer in our 2015 Clean Up Australia Day activities. Director of Corporate Services, if I can pass on to you, can we give special commendations to our staff that participated in Clean Up Australia Day? I know the Environmental Health Department did a really good job, and I might be unaware of some other staff that did assist, so to all staff that did partake as volunteers and help with that clean-up effort. If you could pass back my commendations and thanks. Attended the opening of Dome, and I'm sure that everyone has popped by and had a coffee or a juice or a Eggs Benedict from Dome. If not, get down there. It's fantastic what they have done there, and I think the attention to detail and the heritage element and being able to recreate and bring back to life that heritage component of that building, that's a standout job what's been achieved there. You'll also note in my commentary there that on Tuesday the 10th of March, the CEO, the Deputy Mayor and myself had a meeting with the Honourable Colin Barnett regarding the Port Hedland Waterfront Precinct. Now, a summarised version of that meeting was relayed to the Community Reference Group that's looking at the Port Hedland Waterfront Project. Certainly, that meeting was pleasing in the sense that the Premier was open and aware of Council's existing resolution in regards to the preference of the spoil bank area. Certainly, the CEO, the Deputy Mayor and myself tabled, wanted to make sure that the spoil bank site was still in play and it was still a site that we could consider looking at as we continue to work through the due diligence and the community consultation process. The Premier expressed that he had comfort in looking at the spoil bank site with the exclusion of residential development on that site, on the actual spoil bank. So through the removal of residential development on the spoil bank, perhaps looking at a separate channel being created alongside the existing channel to look at that mitigation of risk of recreation and pleasure craft and the large oar carriers, perhaps a scaling down of the number of pens. There seemed to be comfort from the Premier, comfort in the sense of going forth, consulting with the community, importantly consulting with BHP Billiton Iron Ore and the Pilbara Ports Authority, to win them over in terms of that work that's been done to date in terms of de-risking the risks and the concerns that have been raised to date regarding the spoil bank site. So for members of the public, the work is still happening in terms of comparing the two sites. We expect that by mid to late April we'll have a peer review looking at all the consultants' work for both those sites. The community reference group is still continuing to meet and we'll get costings as well, hopefully in that mid-late April we'll get costings, and that will give council the opportunity then once some further community consultation, including consultation with our Aboriginal advisory group, that we're moving down the process of being able to make a decision in regards to the siting of this very important waterfront precinct for Port Hedland. So that's the update in terms of that meeting. That was quite a significant meeting. And certainly look forward in you all being involved as the works continue to progress. And certainly I've expressed to the CEO the desire to have a special council meeting in mid-May to be able to consider this item formally by council. So we'll work through that process, but given the enormity and the significance of the project, I would like it to be considered at its own special council meeting so that everyone knows quite clear when it will be considered. But importantly then, everyone knows what's happening, it's nice and clear and won't get confused with other items of business as well. And we'll get that due consideration and respect as that item is being considered by council. So that's what we're working towards at the moment. But I just wanted to share with everyone as the final end of my report that we received some correspondence from Mr. Peter Milbourne. Mr. Milbourne wrote, "Earlier this month, we were in Port Hedland as part of our cruise on the Radiance of the Seas. Both my wife and I were very impressed with the warm welcome we received from the town on our arrival to shore. The provision of cold bottled water, a fan and free Wi-Fi were very welcome. This, together with the many town ambassadors and the mayor, made our visit very memorable. We've been to Port Hedland before on our caravan trip around Australia. My memory was one of a mining town. While it is still the case today, we were both very impressed with the town and what it had to offer. Well done, everybody, on your efforts. Your efforts were greatly appreciated by myself and my many fellow passengers, also commented to us on the town and the fabulous reception we all received. Thank you, Peter Milbourne. So, Director of Corporate Services, if you can also thank our Manager of Economic and Land Development, as well as all our staff that also volunteered as town ambassadors for their efforts. And that is my mayor report. Item 10, reports by elected members without discussion. Councillor Cash.
No.
Councillor Gillingham.
Thank you, Mahalo.
Councillor Hooper.
Just one thing, aside from the trip to Broome, that we enjoyed a visit to the international airport there and meeting at the Broome Visitors Centre, which was very informative. The highlight of my month this month was Matt Dan opening, which I did in your absence.
Yeah,
Councillor Gillingham joined me there, and it was a wonderful evening put on by the marketing team there. It had a great band, a local band, which I think we should promote to our Northwest Festival. Hopefully they'll get an opportunity as a local band. They're fantastic. Cadence was the name.
Yep.
Spelt a little unusually, but I'm sure you can find it. And so congratulations to all, and especially the marketing team.
Great, thank you. Councillor Butson?
Oh yeah, I just attended the opening of the South Headland Youth Zone, the skate park on Saturday. Yep, that was great.
Great, thank you. Councillor Melbourne?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great, thank you. Councillors, for your efforts.
I just want to ask one thing, if I may. I know we have talked about councillors phoning in if they are outside of West Australia. I just wondering if you could explain that a little bit more so that our public can actually hear that as well.
So there is an item at the end of the council agenda that actually asks, so attendance, item 18, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications. Now those applications need to be tabled first, and then they need to be moved and seconded and passed by council, then people can do that. But to be a formal telephone instantaneous communication participant, you need to be 120 kilometres from Headland, so you're not allowed to be sneakily in South Headland. You must be 120 kilometres from here, but you must be within the state of Western Australia. To also do that, you also need to state the name and the address of where you'll be, because it needs to be a place in keeping with where council business could be formally considered.
So may I ask, Mahal, is that if you're away on council business as a councillor, and then that gives you a chance to be part of the council? It's not as if you're on holiday or anything like that.
You could be on holiday, but you wouldn't be on. You'd have an exemption, so you'd say that you're available for council business. So you could be anywhere, as long as you're anywhere in Western Australia and 120 kilometres from here, and in a reasonable building and place that where the conduction of council business could be. But if you think that you're going to be, say, in Perth, we could talk to PRC, or we could talk to Walga and see if they're meeting room. So we can always find venues and places. So it's so that you don't miss taking part in the decision-making and the business of council. So you could be on holiday, you could be on business, you could be anywhere, but you can still take part as long as you meet those conditions.
And may I ask, Madam Chair, more councils are actually taking this option up.
Mm, yes, they certainly are. It's a modern adaptation.
Thanks very much. Thank you. That's all. Thank you very much.
No worries. All right, so we're now up to item 11, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. Now, 11.1, Mr. Ray Wiley, Regional Manager from the Pilbara Regional Youth Justice Services.
We'll get in contact and
ask
him to
attend the April Council. I was going to say, maybe he's been locked up or held up. I'm sure it's none of those.
Josh Judy got him.
But if Mr. Ray Wiley does make his way in, we might see if we can break the proceedings and let him have his presentation. But I think he was advised 5:30. Maybe something's happened. So is everyone happy? We'll just leave that on. If he does appear, we may consider to hear his presentation. But if he doesn't appear, then we'll just hold that over. All right. Item 12, reports of officers. 12.1, Community Development Services, item 12.1.1. Proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment Number 70 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme Number 5 on Lot 1227 Keysing Street, Port Hedland. First, before I even consider it, sorry I forgot, I just need to read this disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items in this evening's agenda in which they have an interest until formal notification in writing is received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Sorry about that.
Nice.
So, given we're out to 12.1.1, Councillor Cash.
Madam Mayor, I declare an impartiality on this item due to the fact that I'm on the committee of the Cook Point Rec Club.
Right.
So, my standing order says, with regard to item 12.1.1, I disclose I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Are there any other declarations of interest? I'll read. I have a declaration of interest. My fiance is a volunteer committee member on that same committee for the Cook Point Rec Club, so I have an impartiality interest. With regard to item 12.1.1, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Okay, item 12.1.1, have a recommendation there. Are there any points of clarification?
I've just got a point of clarification to the Chair. I was just wondering who is currently doing all the authorisation of the town planning approvals, not the delegated authority.
Yeah. Sure. Madam Mayor, I prefer that to acting
record. I'm really sorry, I couldn't quite
hear. Could you just
Council.
Speak up?
Oh, sorry. Who is currently authorising the town planning approvals, not the delegated authority? For yourself?
Through you, Madam Mayor, all current delegations for this are signed off by the CEO.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further points of clarification?
No, Madam Mayor.
No points are moved.
Moved, Councillor Cash. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Item 12.1.2, Delegated Planning, Building and Environmental Health Approvals and Orders for February 2015. I have a recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Gillingham.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I just noticed that delegations for planning now include the senior statutory planner. Is that correct?
As Director of Corporate Services?
Madam Mayor,
or I can pass over?
That would be correct. That's the. Actually, we will pass it over to the Director to clarify.
Acting Director of Community and Development Services?
After you, Madam Mayor, that is the that is being proposed in that report, which is, I can't remember the number of that report off my head, but that is something we're proposing.
So it's not in place currently, but it is
it's
to be considered under item 12.3.7.
Okay, so my next question is, I've noticed that in the delegation register handout, I think you gave us last time, Madam Chair.
Does this relate to this item?
Yes, it does actually. That the delegation register, which is not being part of this agenda item as an attachment, unless I've missed it down the back here.
No, the delegation comes up in item 12.3.7. It's on page 152.
Okay.
So unless it relates to any matters in this for approvals and orders for February, I can't take it.
I see. All right. So so my question then would be, who delegates the passing rating to do the environmental health at the moment?
So
if there's still proposals...
orders?
Madam Mayor, it would be the CEO, but I'll get confirmation. Also, other officers?
I might have to refer to my colleague who's in that responsibility area.
Through the Chair, Madam Mayor, that would be passed through the CEO.
So, Madam Chair, if I may, is that the only item to do with delegated planning, building, environmental health approvals and orders?
Okay. Remember, you have indicated to everyone that you have considered the business of the council.
Yes, I have. It's just the what I was going to was the delegation register.
Right, so that needs to come in that item. This is just considering these approvals and orders that have already been made.
I thought it was
linked.
Apologies to the Madam Chair, I thought it was linked.
No, it's not. Can we just, any business on this, please? I have a mover in Councillor De Cash, seconder in Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Item 12.1.3, proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment Number 73 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme Number 5 on Lot 5991, Cottier Drive, South Hedland. Now, I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
Point of clarification, Madam Mayor.
So I'll start with Councillor Butson, then I'll start with Councillor Hooper.
Through the Chair, have we got the amended photocopies that we were actually meant to get?
The maps, the clearer maps?
Yep, the clearer maps. Have we received them yet?
Are they on the screen?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay, so they're on the screen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Much clearer.
No, that's just right us.
Okay, I haven't got your glasses on.
So, through the Chair, are we allowed to actually have a copy of those, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, any further points of clarification?
So
Councillor Butson?
No.
Any points of clarification, Councillor Hooper?
No.
Right. No further points of clarification?
So moved.
Do I have a mover in Councillor De Cash, seconder in Councillor Melville? Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Item 12.1.4, proposed final adoption of Scheme Amendment Number 75 to the Town of Port Hedland Town Planning Scheme Number 5 on Part Lot 550, Heading Street, South Hedland. Do we have a clearer map for this one as well? Right. Let's have a look at this. Much clearer.
We can have a copy of this, please.
Do we have any points of clarification?
You answered the question. Is it a clearer map?
Moved Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 12.1.5, Port Hedland Visitor Centre Financial Quarterly Review of the first quarter being October to December 2014. We have a recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Moved Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 12.2.1, award of request for tender 14-14, Scotty's Training Cafe Construction, Marquee Park, Splash and Play, South Hedland.
Madam Mayor, through you, I declare financial interest because I've got F&G shares above the threshold.
Right.
I just would like to know whether FMG is fully funding the amount of $1.5 million plus GST as per the recommended contract.
Director of Corporate
Madam Mayor, that would be correct.
Thank you.
Any further points of clarification? Would you like to move? Someone to move? Councillor Gillingham? Seconded Councillor Hooper. So move Councillor Gillingham, seconded Councillor Hooper with the insert of, make sure I'm right, Director, of $1,164,433.
Plus GST.
So with that, you're happy, Councillor Gillingham, you're happy, Councillor Hooper. Are there any against? Motion carried 5-0. Councillor De Cash, as you make your way back to the Chair, letting you know the officer's recommendation as is, with the insertion of $1,164,433 plus GST. With that inserted, that recommendation was passed 5-0.
Beautiful. Thank you, Madam.
Okay. Item 12.3.1, Statement of Financial Activity for period ended 31st of January 2015. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Move Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Item 12.3.2, consideration of rates dispensation request by Carrie Kime Hobson for her pastoral lease property at A805245, lot 3003, Great Northern Highway, Port Hedland. Have an officer's recommendation there, simple majority vote required.
I have any party, I may read up, yes. Madam Chair. Yes, thank you. With regard to item 12.3.2, consideration of rates dispensation request by Kerry Kline Hobson. I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Right, thank you. Any other declarations of interest? I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
Points of clarification, so moved.
Move Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 12.3.3, 2014 compliance audit return. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Councillor Hooper, seconded. Councillor Cash, do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 12.3.4, salaries and allowances tribunal determination and elected member fees, allowances, reimbursements for 15-16. Now the table that is on page, used to be 103, that doesn't have a number, has been recirculated.
Yes.
On the proper orientation, so you can see that full table now. So, have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No, it's just an extra sheet. I'm sorry.
It's just page 103, but it's in the right orientation. It's on landscape instead of portrait, so okay. It looks much better.
Now, is that little bit, excuse me, Madam Chair, there was a little bit missing off the side there, wasn't it? Oh, it was in there. Okay. Thank you.
So I've just had like that last dollar figure sort of got it all in the right orientation now.
Thank you from the pigeonhole.
You can have mine if you want.
Just pass it up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. It was just the ending bit, I think.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You can give it.
Yep.
So you need to fill in some figures because there's blanks. So I have a mover and Councillor Cash. What are you putting in the blanks? Are you putting in 95%?
Well, no, I want 100.
So you're putting in 100%?
Yes.
In every blank figure?
That's
okay, so I have a mover and Councillor Cash. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Butson, do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, we're now up to item 12.3.5, Pilbara-Kimberley Joint Forum, May 2015. Excuse me, we have a green piece of paper. I'm happy to step through this. Sorry, Councillor. Can councillors just nominate or put their hand up again for part one?
As through the chair, as you said, ma'am, can you go step by step on it before we...
Excuse me.
If you don't think.
That's just my copy. That's all right. So at the briefing, for part one, I had listed down Councillor Hunt, Councillor Jacob, Councillor DeCash, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Melville, Councillor Gillingham, and Mayor Howlett. But I believe now, Councillor Gillingham, you're not?
Madam Chair, I'm unable to attend.
Yeah. Councillor Melville, are you still attending, or you're unable to now as well?
No, I shall be attending. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great. So I spoke with Councillor Hunt today, and she's logged in, but Councillor Hooper, you're not
Unfortunately,
now.
Unfortunately, I'm unable to attend.
Great. So for part one, I have Councillor Hunt, Councillor Jacob, Councillor DeCash, Councillor Melville, Mayor Howlett. Has that covered everyone? Great. Then number two, for the LGMA, when we went around the table last week, scratching Councillor Hooper now, so it's still Councillor Jacob, Councillor Melville, Mayor Howlett, and Councillor Hunt.
And Councillor DeCash.
And Councillor DeCash.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, that's the one I can't attend.
Okay, great. So now we've still got Councillor Jacob, Councillor Hunt, Councillor DeCash, Mayor Howlett. So if they can be filled in those gaps. And now with the change in part three, that we've got the ordinary council meeting being held on Wednesday the 22nd, but we will not and not hold the public agenda briefing on that date now. So I have that now in place. Do I have anyone who'd like to move that? Move Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor DeCash. Do I have any against? The motion is carried 6-0. Is everyone nice and clear with that?
Yes, you may be, Madam Mayor.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. Would you like a break, Madam Mayor?
No, all good. They say it's going to be a bad cold and flu year. I'm just getting mine done nice and quick.
I'll just stay with you.
Brilliant. All right, so we're now up to item 12.3.6. Policy review to rescind policies 9-001, 9-002, 9-008, 10-001, 10-002, amend policies 9-005 and adopt policy 1020 and 10-003. Now, I know it's probably best if we have a mover to suspend standing orders and we have a read through, some reading time to go through those on Reed Freeman. Mover in Councillor Melville, seconder in Councillor Hooper. Everyone's in favour? Okay, so I'm suspending standing orders for some reading time. So does anyone need an additional copy of those policies from Stirling, Bayswater and Perth? Yep.
On a Stirling.
So have a read through them. Councillors, just let me know when you finish reading. Thank you.
ask a question, Madam Chair?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We can speak freely. We're outside of standing orders.
It seems the wording in our Honorary Freeman, the proposed Honorary Freeman, seems to be pretty much the same as Bayswater. So may I ask, is the words have been copied from the City of Bayswater?
No, it hasn't. And there's been some changes. And there's two parts I like in the Bayswater one that hasn't been included. So I'd like to consider people putting them in. So they haven't been copied from there.
Okay, I just asked, yeah.
Has everyone first finished reading, though? Yeah. That's important.
Yep.
I'd just like to ask a question. Does the amended policy 9-005 apply to the Honorary Freeman as indicated in point 3 and point 4? Because in point 2 it's got amend policy of that and then it's got and at the end of it, which I don't think the and should be there on the recommendation, Madam Mayor.
Page 113, is that one?
Where's the and? Oh, note that all current Honorary Freemans will be contacted to advise them of the new policy.
No. I'm going to point 2, where it's got amended policy 9005 crossovers, and then it's got and I think that the and should be taken out of it because it's a different point.
Can take it out? Yeah.
And I just... on page 145, just a bit where it's got 1A and B and number 2, I just think, is there probably a better way to word that? Because I'd like to see that point 2 taken out. I mean, because of the code of conduct.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
Because in one hand, you're giving the person the freedom of the town, which is a very high honour, but 6 months down the track by a code of conduct, all of a sudden they're given a code of conduct. And it can be taken away.
I just think you've got to keep it in there just in terms of that subject of the criminal conviction, because that's a standard.
Yeah,
but
you can... I think the criminal bit and that, yes, to keep in there, but I think that...
Or a finding or an opinion of misconduct. So it just says it might be, there's the option, I guess... You know, speaking freely, we've all seen the whole Rolf Harris thing and we've all seen him being stripped of various honours. So there always has to be something in place that allows you to take away.
Yeah, I honestly agree. I think that the criminal bit in that should be taken in there, but I think that the rest of it, you know, because it's... You know, that to withdraw it, you know, you're basically giving... It's not practical to have... You know, you're issuing it, that person obviously has been at Prestige, and I don't know how many we've got in our town. Honestly, don't know.
Yeah, but they're just on the board there, so six.
Yeah, so to actually sort of give it to them. But, I mean, I do agree with the criminal bit. I think that that should stay in there, but I think the rest of it should come in.
So you just want a subject of criminal conviction, and then do you want to delete... finding or opinion of misconduct by a properly constituted body?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's just got bearing the honorary thing of the town holder to conduct themselves in a manner befitting that honour in instances point 1A and B too, which is from, that one point A and B is from the Bayswater.
I think that could be all taken out, point 2, because I like what Bayswater says, code of conduct. It's just very short and straight to the point. As you said, Mayhart, Bayswater one seems to be the one.
So how about
standing
we just
out.
Put code of conduct, and how about we just put number 1 as per Bayswater?
Yeah, that's good.
Copy all that out, and number 1, Bayswater, and that includes that 1A and B.
And then
would you like this, and then you can type this, because we're going to have a bit of a discussion on this.
You need to have a point of measuring it, though. So in point 2, you've got it goes before a council decision, so there's your measuring point.
But that's like on the base sheet, yeah, the measuring point.
I think that's still on there now, isn't it? Fame, code of conduct.
And then with
so
the criminal convictions and stuff, that should stay there.
Yeah, I think you still need to have that part two, that council will be entitled to withdraw the honour by absolute majority in the following circumstance. So maybe that part two under the rights, entitlements and obligations. Because you do need to, unfortunately, like the Rolf Harris case, you do need a way that if something does happen, that you need to be able to withdraw that honour.
Yeah, with the criminal convictions and stuff, mm-hmm. not with them.
Yeah, so just have a criminal conviction.
And also, can we also have another dot point put in there that, because I remember you saying last week at the briefing that this would actually be started from as of now, not for previous freedoms
yeah,
of the town?
It doesn't affect any previous and does
so
not
So can we have that
Mr.
put in
Paul
there because it's actually not in this policy?
It doesn't have to be. Policies only come into yeah. effect once they're adopted. So yeah. it hasn't been
okay.
adopted yet.
Yep.
That's how policies work.
As long as you know, that's sort
no, that's,
of, yeah.
that's how policies work. They can only work once they're in. So happy to have that part two, and that can follow under the code of conduct. So when you've finished typing that part in, I'll give you this new sheet that can put that in. Now, Councillor De Cash, you wanted to change.
Yes, I was going to do that. Yep.
So we'll still do that.
Yep. One. I was going to do one. Got outstanding orders. So. What do
you
want me to do
still,
now?
Why are we talking freely and do it?
Enough,
we might as well do everything.
I'd like to change 1C.
Just wait. That's so. Can you under that code of conduct now put this as a new 2, but just 2 in the A? Yeah. Yeah. So not the part B as it had. All right. So we'll just wait.
You asked me a question, madam.
You're next. Even though we've got no, we can speak freely, you'll be next.
Thank you.
Then I've got some things I'd like to do. But I'll let everyone else put theirs up first.
Would you like to go first, madam?
I'll just keep drinking water so I can keep speaking. I think this is exciting. We've never had a policy on this before. This is exciting.
So the past ones, Amanda Mill, were just sort of selected willy-nilly? Is that what you're trying to say?
I wouldn't be so disrespectful to say that.
I mean, I don't mean disrespectful. I mean, the names just came up because of what they did in the
town. They were all passed by a council resolution.
It would have been interesting to see what the resolutions were. No, we can dig him up, madam.
Here we have. I looked up Mr. Hardy, so he was the last,
yeah.
So that I could do the motion for Mr. Neville. So.
Are they currently invited to events of
Yes, like when the Governor General and people,
yep.
yeah. So, someone has
just
departed. A number have moved out of town, but
mm-hmm.
Mr. Arnold Carter, for instance, he's invited to all our Governor General functions, all
mm-hmm.
our civic functions.
Yep.
Nice.
It's a big position.
All right. So, Councillor De Cash, what?
I just wanted to change in 1C, page 145 of our amendment,
mm-hmm.
The word mayor to council, at the discretion of the council, invite to appropriate civic
So,
events.
Councillor De Cash, you don't want to bring an invite list to council, like in terms of being a board and making, and sometimes the Governor General pops by to bring fuel and you need to do it nice and quick. Would you be happy to compromise and think about the CEO, Deputy Mayor and Mayor? Do it like that. It'd be very rarely that someone would be missed if all three minds of those people in those positions would miss someone. It takes too long. If we're going to have to, for the opening up of a stadium, bring it back to council who we're inviting, it just takes a very long time.
And could we do the same under the code of conduct then? With
mm-hmm.
the word mayor changed to
CEO, Deputy Mayor, Mayor?
Yep. Please.
So you're happy with those changes, governance? Right.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right. Now, does anyone else have anything else?
Maybe.
Now. Sorry, I must have missed that one.
Mm.
So, councillors, what do you think about in the Bayswater policy, their eligibility number 2 and eligibility number 3? With the changes, I'd like to see, because 10 years, we have election cycles of 4 years, so I was thinking a new part 2, a mayor of the town who has served continuously for 8 years, and in part 3, a councillor who's served continuously for 15 years.
Second.
I think the 15 years was.
It's just an option. It doesn't mean you have to. These are part of the eligibility criteria, so you still might.
you know, if we refer back to what's just sort of happened, I don't think that was quite a 15 years for our recent bestowing. Is that right?
But it's not. It's just one of the eligibilities. So you're eligible. It's not saying you have to meet all these. These are just some. You could meet option A, option B, and option E.
Well,
so it's just putting it into that mix. I think it's just a useful guide.
Or 12.
Because
maybe.
We've had a number of councillors that have given a long time, and I just think that they could be put into that mix. You're not allowed to be a current serving councillor or mayor, but it's just a way of jogging people to think about who could be a freeman of the town.
Madam Mayor, why don't we change the mayor job to eight years and the council's to 12, because like you said, there's 4 year periods and 15 months of four.
Happy to do
that's
that?
A good idea.
Yep.
Yeah, 12 that's
years.
A good idea.
8 and 12?
Happy. See, that's what democracy's all about.
Can I play devil's advocate? Why would you bother with it at all?
Yeah, I thought of that as well.
What do you mean by that?
So you could be a councillor for one
it's
term.
It's not guaranteeing you.
I'll take that on board, which is also the point on why would you bother? Why would you bother putting it in? So you could be a councillor for a term or two terms or mayor for a couple of terms, whatever it might be, but as far as your eligibility, you would come under the...
But you've still got to have done that. You still have to have excelled or served the community with distinction.
Well,
so
exactly
I'm sure
right.
You'd need to have a fairly good resume and portfolio. So Mr Neville's case was that, yes, he'd been a councillor and a mayor for a 12-year period, but he'd also volunteered non-stop for baseball for 14 years
exactly
and
right.
Radio for
that's
25.
Exactly right.
And so I think it's just putting it in part of those categories.
Just sometimes putting something like that there, it becomes implied that
no,
you're
that's
entitled
why the first,
to something after a
no,
certain period of time.
And that's why you don't have the word entitled.
No,
yet.
That's...
And
just
you
playing
still
devil's
need
advocate,
to... have demonstrated exceptional service. Eight and 12. Anyway, just my thoughts.
No, I was just playing devil's advocate a lot doing that, stirring the pot.
But you're not in time.
No, that's good.
I think the thing is that exceptional community service.
All the other bits and pieces tied up.
And, you know, 40 years or a whole lifetime of service is pretty good.
Oh, no, I'm not certainly questioning that particular one.
Are there anything else while we're speaking free and easy? Everyone's comfortable? Probably just while we are speaking free and easy, at the public agenda briefing, I did ask that edible elements be added to the landscaping policy. While the word edible hasn't been used, I am happy to accept sustenance. Though I'm not sure radishes give you sustenance, but, you know.
They give you something, Madam Mayor.
Yes. And the other part is that plant species shall comply with the town's requirements, which support species that will endure in the Pilbara environment and provide nutrition. So I'm sure most of the edible stuff that we're looking at will provide sustenance and nutrition. So I'm happy with this new.
If it doesn't cause a rabbit plague, Madam Mayor.
So if there's nothing further, can I have a mover and seconder to come back into the standing orders? So move Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor De Cash. Everyone's in favour? Yes, so we're back into our standing orders. We now, item 12.3.6, I have a recommendation that's been amended with all the different amendments. So if everyone's happy with that amended policy, so adopt the following policies.
So moved.
Moved, Councillor Rupert. Seconded, Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Well done. Woohoo! We have a new policy, honorary freemen and landscaping, with edible elements in there. Well done, everyone. All right. Yeah. Look at all this stuff coming on my verge.
See rabbits everywhere.
Okay, item 12.3.7, updates to the Town of Port Hedland 1415 delegation register. So, Councillor, this is that item there.
Thank you.
So I have a recommendation there. It does require an absolute majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, I do. So what I was asking is that I've noticed that the delegations for planning now include the senior statutory planner, because I noticed in your delegated register that the words Director of Community and Development Services is often missed in the delegation where it says the delegate. So I was just looking at these delegated register.
Yep.
So that's the 1.25. I think that, do I look at that number at the top there? Do I? 1.25. It's also
What's 3.1?
It just says Chief Executive Officer, then Manager of Development Services. Now, I know we have an acting Director of Community and Development Services, but we still have a Director of Community and Development Services. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't know why that had been taken out. Mm-hmm. Or is it just like a typo?
I don't know. Director of Corporate Services?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll have to...
Wasn't consistent. Madam Chair, sorry for the Chair.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to defer that to the Coordinator of Governance and Acting Manager of Corporate Information. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So through the Chair, there never was a position of Director on that delegation, so it hasn't been taken out. It was never there. So we're just suggesting that the CEO be added. But if you would like to suggest that the Director also be included, that's perfectly fine. That's a decision that Council can make.
Madam Chair, mm-hmm. I always thought that... was a Director of Planning, but it's got a new name, mm-hmm. But the Director of Planning would have had delegation from previous years.
They're still here, like they're here on page 3. I've got them online. Which one are you looking at?
Well, it was on issues to do with excavation. And
so which page is that?
Well, this is the register, the little register handout. That
so the front page?
Before.
So the front page?
Yes. Yes.
So they haven't had permission on that before, because I guess that's come more under Works and Services. You can put them there if you want. It's not a drama.
Madam Chair, I just question the checks and balances that are in place, because if it's a senior statutory planner, I would have thought that was possibly below a director.
Which one are you looking at there? Because it's not listed on the excavation.
It's a senior building surveyor.
Yeah, building surveyors.
Manager of Development Services would be somebody under a director, is that correct?
You've got the Director of Works and Services, so we can put in the Director of Community and Development. It's no problems.
Yeah, I think
let's put it in.
It's in some and it's not in.
Yep. No, it does appear in there. Yep.
In that.
All right, so we'll add that in there. Okay.
Madam Chair, it's
yep, why not?
Also in 3.1.
Yep, so add it there.
Yeah, it's also 3.4 with regard to demolition permits. So I guess that would come under the same.
Yep. Anywhere else? The more people we can have.
3.8.
Yep.
3.8. I think that was it there.
Alright, brilliant. Any other points of clarification?
Yeah, I was just wondering on, up until now, this basically hasn't been a problem up until the last couple of months.
No, it's been a problem since we did the restructure, because we used to have a Director of Planning and Development, now they no longer exist. We have a Director of Community and Development Services. So it's just all about the titles. We've just never updated it since we've changed our structure. So the same people are there, everyone's still there, but you've got a different title.
So through the Chair, if I may, again, Madam Chair, so dated the 26th and 27th of February in our paperwork, there were planning approvals. So how have they been able to be approved under delegation?
They would have been processed under the existing delegations that were in place. So So only if someone was in those positions that are currently listed. So it excludes people when you've had a change in title. Any further points of clarification? Have a mover? Councillor Hooper? I have a seconder in Mayor Howlett. Do I have anyone against? Okay, Speaker Paul. Councillor Hooper?
Well,
and then I'll speak second.
Seems sensible that we need to change the names simply to have the delegations go through. I actually don't know what negatives there will be here, so I can't really answer anything. I'll just leave it at that.
So just as a second speaker for just the change that it's as listed, happy to add in the Director of Community and Development Services to those other ones as well. But very important that we've had the structural change. We now have people operating in positions and titles that aren't recognised by the existing delegation register. So unfortunately, they're powerless to do their normal everyday work until we actually change these titles in this register and let them do their work. So I really want to see our team working, being nice and efficient and getting the job done. So this will help them get the job done. Speaker against, Councillor Gillingham.
It's just that under the on the web page for signs and hoardings, it says that the building services web page signs indicates that building surveyor assesses the applications for signage, and with the local law 3.62 and 3.63 requires applications to be accompanied by method of construction and engineer's details.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering should building surveyors be included in this delegation?
For which one?
For signs and hoarding.
So which one is that?
Yeah, no, that's just when I went on the website.
But which one is it in this register we're considering tonight? We need to consider just the business tonight.
Well, there were the questions too.
Tonight we're just looking at this. We can look at others and look at different things any other time, but today we're looking at item 1.25, and that's to license to obstruct a public thoroughfare and make an excavation. Then we've got Building Act 3.2, building permits.
I think
it's
on the back page is signs and hoardings actually. point 10. Okay, is it point 10? Signs and hoardings.
I don't have a 10.
It was just a delegation register you gave us on the, Madam Chair, the delegation you gave us.
I humanly didn't give you anything.
That we had in the last council.
So
under 5.1.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. We just need to consider this, what's in our council agenda tonight. So in the folder here, we've got attachment that looks like this. This is what we're considering tonight.
To page 11.
Madam Chair, I believe the delegation register is the same.
No, there was a couple of changes.
Yes,
it's a page of
5.1,
and then
page 11.
So it says Chief Executive Officer, Director of Community Development Services, Manager of Development Services, Senior Statutory Planning. May determine all signage hoardage applications comply with the local rules and policies.
So, Madam Chair, on the website it doesn't. It says that it
mightn't have been updated, Councillor. This is what's on page 11. Speaker against. Speaker for.
I'll speak for a moment. I mean, the majority of councils did agree that we'll reduce the directorship in this council quite a while ago. We've now got a policy in front of us, or recommendation. We have employed directors, even though they're acting position at this stage, and to take over what one less director was doing. And we're paying these people ratepayers' money to do the job that we're paying to do, and that we hire them to do. So I don't think the ratepayers are there will be in a position of gratitude to us if we're not, if we're paying them the amount of money. I would say, well, we don't want you to do your job properly. So I think we're this is the same time it's come up now. I think we should go for the affirmative and let these directors do their job properly and go for it. Thank you.
Speaker against? Speaker for? Any other speakers for or against? Right of reply?
Yes, I'd very much like to see this passed tonight. It is concerning when we are operating outside of what is right, what is correct operational procedure. If we're not going according to our own policies, then we're basically we're in a difficult situation. So it's, delegation is always a good thing. It's a necessary thing in any business. There has to be delegations. What we need to make sure that happens is not just that it gets left, but that something does happen, enabling us to proceed lawfully forward. So if there's anything that we need to do, whether it go into suspending standing orders to talk through this, get it sorted out, then maybe we need to do that. Is that something we need to do? I don't know.
Yep, so you've just done your right of reply. So right of reply. So I have a motion that's been moved. Moved Councillor Hooper, seconded Mayor Howlett. The recommendation that Council adopt the changes to the 14-15 delegation register as listed, but with the changes that on 1.25, the Director of Community and Development Services be listed. Item 3.1, the Building Act, that Director of Community and Building Services be listed. That the demolition, 3.4, the Director of Community and Development Services be listed. And 3.8, approve the use of battery-powered smoke alarms, the Director of Community and Development Services. So with those changes, I have a mover in Councillor Hooper, a seconder in Mayor Howlett. Can I have a show of hands, please? Those in favour of the recommendation, hands, please. Those against the recommendation, hands, please. Let the vote record 4-2. The motion is lost.
Can I have the question?
We'll bring this, yep. So against is Councillor Butson and Councillor Gillingham. And we'll bring this back for a workshop so that we can workshop this. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Item 13. Late items as permitted by presiding member council. We have 13.1, support for the Pilbara Special Economic Zone in Port Hedland. Now we have the report that was distributed last week. We have a green piece of paper with an amended recommendation with a change to the recommendation part 2. Have you got a copy of that?
I didn't have that one. This is this one, sorry?
Yep.
Yeah.
The one I
picked up. Perfect. Do you want me to suspend standing order so you can read it? Or?
Yes, please.
Okay. Can I have a mover? Move Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor Butson. All in favour? Suspend standing orders. Pass 6-0. Please read that item. Need any more reading time?
Bring it back now, Mayor.
Yep. To resume standing orders, I have a mover in Councillor Melville, seconder in Councillor Butson. Everyone's in favour? Yes, 6-0. We're back into the standing orders. Item 13.1, Pilbara Enterprise Zone. We have a recommendation there. We have an amended recommendation. Do I have any points of clarification?
So moved.
The second recommendation, the amended second recommendation. Yeah. I have a mover in Councillor DeCash, seconder in Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Well done.
Big jump.
Okay, item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. Item 15, reports of committees. Item 15.1, Audit and Finance Committee meeting minutes, the 18th of February. I have an en bloc decision there, simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Hooper. Seconded, Councillor Butson. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 15.1.2, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications at the 22nd of April 2015 Audit and Finance Committee meeting. In terms of that recommendation, I'll just scratch mine. I know that I will be here now, so delete Mayor Howlett. Do we have any points of clarification? Happy to move? Moved, Councillor Butson, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6-0. Item 16, confidential items. We have one. Item 16.1. Endorsement of appointment for Director Works and Services. Can I have a mover and a seconder to consider this confidential item? Moved, Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Butson. All in favour? Yep, let the vote record 6-0. We can consider that item now, members of the public. I do have a confidential item to consider. Can I have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Move, Councillor Butson, seconded Councillor Hooper. All in favour? Passed 6-0. Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor Hooper. All in favour? Yes, 6-0.
Anyone left?
Welcome. Okay, welcome everyone. Item 16.1, endorsement of appointment for Director of Works and Services. The following recommendation was resolved 6-0 by Council. That Council, 1, received the advice from the Chief Executive Officer that he proposes to employ the preferred candidate, Candidate A, as identified in this confidential report, as a senior employee of the Town of Port Hedland in the role of Director of Works and Services. And 2, note that if negotiations with the preferred candidate, Candidate A, prove unsuccessful, the CEO will negotiate with Candidate B for the appointment of Director of Works and Services. That was passed in at 6-0. Okay. Item 17, applications for leave of absence. Councillor DeCash.
No, no.
Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Howlett. The 30th of April to the 12th of April, thank you. 30th of March. Mm-hmm. Sorry, to the 12th of April. Apologies. Thank you, Grace.
Right. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, please. The 5th of April to the 18th.
Mayor Howlett, I might take one day's leave of absence.
Of course you can. You can take as many as you want.
Which is the 22nd. I won't be here in the afternoon, but I may be able to come to the council meeting in the evening because of Anzac Day.
Let's just put you down for leave of absence.
Cool. But I could turn up to the meeting. Okay,
you can do
evening.
Whatever you want. Councillor Melville.
Nothing further than from last month. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Right. And I'll just put in there, I'll be taking leave from the 4th of May to the 8th of May. Can I have a mover and seconder? Moved, Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Melville. Any against? Motion carried 6-0. Okay, item 18, attendance by telephone / instantaneous communications. Councillor DeCash?
No.
Councillor Gillingham?
No.
Councillor Hooper? Councillor Butson?
No.
Councillor Melville?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
No, okay. Closure. So, this is amended now, given the recommendation that was passed tonight. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday, the 22nd of April, commencing at 5:30 p.m. There will be no public agenda briefing to be held in April. And with that, item 19.2 closure, I declare the meeting closed at 6:53. Thank you very much, elected members, directors, governance, to the public. Thank you.